48DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. Payback time in the Red Sea. As U.S. and U.K. forces strike back at the Houthi rebels attacking Western shipping.
More than 60 targets were hit at 16 sites, including air defense and coastal radar sites and drone and missile storage and launching locations.
CBS's Christopher Cruz. Standoff in Texas between federal and state agents over a park used to process migrants entering the U.S. illegally.
The Texas Military Department confirming that it has taken control of the 47-acre Shelby Park on the Texas-Mexico border. Texas Governor Greg Abbott says they're using every tool to respond to what he calls President Biden's ongoing border crisis.
Reporter Chris Fox. Donald Trump's fraud trial's all over, bar the verdict. The former president attacked the proceedings in an unsanctioned outburst during closing arguments. And CBS's Robert DaCosta says Trump intends to take part in all his legal battles.
Trump told me he does plan to attend all of his upcoming trials, civil and criminal, state and federal.
Possibly taking him off the campaign trail. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.
Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is getting socked again with several inches of heavy snow today, tonight, and tomorrow. The National Weather Service predicts 6 to 12 inches. Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heaviest of the snow is still tracking the same direction as the last one, headed in towards Richland Center, Madison, Beaver Dam, the Dells, even possibly up into the Fox Valley as well.
Brittany says the snow will be drier than Tuesday's and wind gusts could exceed 50 miles an hour. The Wisconsin Supreme Court is declining to reconsider its ruling ordering new legislative maps. Republicans asked the court to put the ruling on hold, saying they need more time. Consultants will issue their own report by February 1st. Maps for this year's elections need to be established by March 15th. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Snow shoveling can increase the risk of a heart attack. Aspirus DO and non-invasive cardiologist Dr. Varunda Patel shares the common signs.
Common signs are usually you start experiencing shortness of breath, chest pain, any kind of arm pain, whether it's on the right or left side, excessive sweating, palpitations.
She says people who have risk factors for heart disease should be aware that putting themselves in such an exertional position increases the risks.
Snow shoveling can be at least moderately exertional, especially if there is that wet, heavy snow.
Dr. Patel says if you experience any symptoms of strain on the heart, you should stop immediately and seek medical attention.
Obviously, if you start feeling unwell, you are recommended to stop.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
They definitely help out your neighbors, shovel in shifts, because with the cold air blasting behind the system, whatever you don't get up might turn into a big block of ice by Saturday afternoon. So
good
take
tip.
It easy today. I'd avoid travel. I would just focus on shoveling and relaxing and enjoying the snowfall and having a snow day.
Yeah, if you don't have to be out there, it's a good day not to. I know we have some midday magazine guests lined up and stuff, and I think we need to reach out to them. And you know, hey, you can call it. You can phone in maybe today. You know, that, something like that. We'll figure that out. And we appreciate you, Brittany, so much. Thanks for joining us this week, keeping us up to date, keeping our listeners safe. We appreciate you. Be safe out there, and we'll talk again Monday.
Thanks so much.
Have a great weekend.
Take care.
She's the best. Brittany's the best. We really enjoy working with her and feel much more up to date on these things. There's nothing like being able to talk to a real weather person in these type of times.
Wow. And I mean, we must be kindred spirits.
Yeah, I think you guys are. I thought it the second she started talking.
I mean, we're just fast friends immediately.
Yeah. We got lots of fun things to get to this morning. We're going to, especially a lot of you staying indoors and stuck inside or what have you. Well, we're going to keep you entertained. We're going to keep you having a good time today. In this hour alone, we'll have the WFHR Morning Show Birthday and Anniversary Club. We're looking forward to that. We'll be getting into that one in just a little bit. Also want to touch on a couple of other things with you this hour, Terry. I have got a football fan's wife turning his game day reactions into something pretty fun. That's what I think a lot of people are going to be able to play.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we're going to take notes on that one for a lot of people out there. We'll get into a couple of other things too. And after our news break, we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. We've got a jam-packed one for you here. Terry and I will play a famous TV show theme song. You call up, as long as you haven't won anything in 30 days, and you'll win a free family pack of four from our friends at Culver's. And a shout-out to the Wisconsin Rapids Culver's. Big thank you to them. We'll got all that coming up. 9 o'clock hour. I want to kick things off with a little bit of entertainment news, let you know what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen. And then we got to get into, this is a dicey one, 10 unspoken office rules you should never break.
Good. I can't wait to hear those, actually.
Should be interesting. Should be a pretty interesting one. But Terry,
I think that's good staff meeting material.
It does feel like it, right? It does. That's something that I think, again, we're going to be taking notes on that one. and we will be getting an update about our United Way. And Terry, I want to hit on that right away with you, if you don't mind, because I wanted to thank you personally. I wanted to thank you and your team for hosting such a nice dinner the other day. Our own Pam Hilke was at. That was a really fun event. Did you enjoy it? Were you able to have a good time with it?
Yeah, it was fabulous. So on Wednesday, we had our annual campaign thank you celebration event. And, you know, one thing that you brought up was food. You know, of course, so there was food and drinks and, you know, and that makes it fun. And that was sponsored by a couple of the companies that are represented on our board of directors. So Domtar, Westrock, and Econ Electric. And so, you know, certainly a shout out to them for helping us make this happen so that people had, you know, something to enjoy while they were there. Mm-hmm. But really what we focused on was thanking anyone who had anything to do with the execution of our campaign, mm-hmm. right? So we have our campaign chair this year was Brian DeWitt from Urkel Worldwide, and he did a tremendous job and really, I mean, really made himself available with a very busy calendar that he already has and was really very present, mm-hmm. You know, with campaign. And so, you know, so thankful to him. We had 9 loaned executives this year from different companies that called on other smaller businesses in our community. And so, you know, we showcased each of those 9. And then from there, jumped into looking at loyal contributors. So people who have been giving to our United Way for more than 10 years. Mm-hmm. We actually had someone in the room who had been giving for 42 years.
Whoa.
I will say, too, though, on our list of loyal contributors, we actually have two. There's a couple and then an individual that have been giving for more than 70 years.
Wow.
And so, you know, that's super exciting.
Beautiful.
So,
that's
you know,
awesome.
Talked about that, about you know, loyal contributors is what we call it. But kind of that loyalty and that longevity and why that's important. We showcased them. We showcased our leadership givers, which is households that give $500 or more per year. And then we also featured companies that had high levels of participation, of employee engagement. And we also restructured our company awards this year into what we call Community Cornerstone Partners. And so this is looking at how we recognize companies, but being inclusive of all of the ways that they support United Way. Mm. So corporate giving, employee giving, fundraisers, you know, so they might have a brat fry that benefits United Way. So anything that has to do with money in that way. And then we also looked at in-kind kind of donations that they might have, and then also sponsorships. So for, we don't do a lot of sponsorships with events, but we do have some. And so we rolled all of that together to look at, you know, and really feature companies. And the cool thing is you can find this on our social media. You can also find it on our website. You can look at giving communities and hit community cornerstone partners, and you can see those companies who are really supporting United Way at a really high level. So, I mean, it was all just about celebrate, 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 which is fabulous and super fun. And we are within $10,000 of our goal right now.
Yes.
And so that is fabulous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I got to just tell you something, because this just warms my heart. And it's it, and it's certainly not expected, but it's so fun when it happens. So I announced that on Wednesday and just said, you know, hey, we're within 10,000. I fully expect, and I still feel the same, by the end of this month, we will be there. Yeah. You know, we've got some donations that I'm still expecting. But afterward, one of the couples that was present, they are leadership givers and their company gives. So they, you know, we had presented them with an award. But afterward, they came up and handed me a $1,000 check and said, we're going to get you a little bit closer. You know, and they said, we want this to just be anonymous. You know, it's just, we're just adding it to help you get there. But I was, you know, it's just heartwarming that that they can see, you know, they can hear that and just see the value and understand the value and be willing to do that. And I understand not everyone can do that. And I would honestly, I would feel the same if they had given me a $100 check. Yeah, like it's just very moving when people are willing to do that for the good of the community. So we had a great event on Wednesday, and as always, Bullseye did a fabulous job. You know, they're very attentive and willing to serve and you know, make things happen, and our United Way staff that did all the legwork to get us to that point for Wednesday night. So it just was great, and it's always fun.
Yeah, it's a fun event, and we know how much you and the team and even our staff look forward to it every year. It's a wonderful thing to be able to thank people, and I can feel what you're saying so much, especially that latter part there about that couple and about people seeing what you do. You, your team, put so very much into this, and there's no guarantee that when you're doing these things, you're going to get people like that. You're going to get a response like that out of people. You never know if you're hanging out there on your own on these issues or ideas or anything. The fact that this community supports every one of these initiatives and supports the United Way so darn much, it is a credit to the United Way and the organization that has been around for a very long time. But I'd be remiss if I didn't say and if throw this back at you and your team. It has a lot to do with you and your team that this community responds that way to these things. So big thank you to you guys and all the work that you put into this community and how much you care, because that shows. And when I see something like that, it makes me want to. I love working with you, but that's the reason we spend the time on these segments.
Sure.
You and I could be talking about anything right now. We spend time on the United Way on this station for a reason. We back the United Way like they do us, like they do this community. Find out more at uwswac.org. Got a lot of other great things coming up with our United Way that Terry and I will be talking about as we get closer to them. Be sure to follow them on social media as well. And we got to get to this real quickly, Terry. We don't have our National Day of calendar over here, but I wanted to let people know that tomorrow is Public Radio Broadcasting Day.
Awesome.
This is our day, one of our days. We got a couple of radio days. There's some good ones out there. The power of radio, the beauty of radio is still alive and well and ain't going nowhere. We appreciate everybody out there that helps us keep doing this. This day is awesome, and I encourage people to enjoy, you know, not just radio, but check out other radio stations and flirt around. And, oh, that's the opposite of what I'm supposed to say in this job. No, radio is radio, and I love radio, and I support radio. If you support radio, enjoy it. Enjoy that day. I encourage you to support Wisconsin Public Radio and certainly Civic Media and all of our wonderful, wonderful, wonderful company or radio stations that we have here. Stick around for McNamara on the Air when Terry and I are done.
But isn't it cool, just radio in general? I mean, we talked about this a little bit on the other station, but, you know, the longevity of radio. But then also, you can be anywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, you might not be able to find the station particularly that you want, but you could literally be anywhere right now and you could be listening to the radio, something coming over the radio waves. And that's just it's just remarkable.
It used to be very surprising. Now it's almost common. We almost expect it to get messages from people not only outside of Wisconsin, but outside of America.
Where
we get heard and how we're here. And the ability, the power that radio has is still so very meaningful as well. But the thing that I always will come back to with this medium that I love so much about it is the great equalizer as far as mediums go. Mm-hmm. Not everybody can afford a TV. Not everybody can afford cable streaming. Not everybody can afford a newspaper subscription these days or something like that. We're free, baby. Most everybody's got a radio laying around or in your car. You can download the Civ Media app for free. You can build one.
It's very cool.
There's nothing else like that. And not only that, but the ability that we have here to be able to reach people is so vital when you combine it with that part. Rich, poor, doesn't matter. Everybody's listening to the same stuff, same radio type of radio, and the wavelengths and all the... There's so much cool science behind this, too.
Have it with you everywhere you go. Yeah. I mean, that is a little bit unique. Yes, you can watch TV on your phone, but you're not like carrying around a 32-inch TV everywhere you go. Right, you can have the radio with you always, everywhere.
I did used to carry a boombox around.
Shocker.
That was my gig though. That was my main thing in the group.
Here's the important question. Do you still have it?
No. God, I wish I did. It was a double deck. It was a two-deck boombox. It was awesome. Man. What I really miss, when I was in high school, I had a double deck
cassette, yeah.
But it had one of the five disc changers.
Uh-huh.
Oh, those
I have
awesome.
One of those still, I
oh,
think.
Oh, do you? Oh, those
I mean,
were great.
Yeah, I do. Okay.
But
it was not really a boombox that you carry around. It's more like when I think it was Iowa first came out with, had the little, it wasn't the ginormous stereo.
No, I know what
it was. It had a five disc changer, two cassettes. And then it had the speakers. You could attach them or separate them.
Yes.
And then there were two more speakers, so you could actually have surround sound. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't remember the other two. I remember
you could separate the speakers, were all that, right?
Oh, like, that was awesome. That was some good days. Good days.
I think I still have it. I know I still have it. I
got to see that. You have to take a picture of that. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back and we'll do some celebrating with our birthday and anniversary club coming up right here on Morning Show at WFHR.
Spilled your drink? Quick, the quicker picker-upper. Bounty picks up spills quicker. And each sheet is 2 times more absorbent, so you can use less than the leading ordinary brand. So, you can get back to your night. Bounty, the quicker picker-upper.
Even when a crop is insured through standard insurance options, it may not always be enough. A supplemental coverage option or enhanced coverage option can provide extra protection. SEO and ECO are area-based policies that could ensure yields as high as 95%. To find out if an SEO or ECO policy is right for you, contact the insurance team at Egg Country Farm Credit Services. Egg Country. Focused on ag, focused on you.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WISC Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We are tracking a powerful winter storm that has the potential to bring 6 to 10 or more inches of snow, along with 30 to 40 mile per hour wind gusts that will create blowing snow later today, tonight, and well into Saturday. After that, it is going to get extremely cold into tomorrow. Stay tuned. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
It's time to do some celebrating. I feel like really doing an uppity voice. It's time to do some celebrating.
Celebrate!
The birthday and anniversary club, yes. It's time, and we're going to have some fun with this one, everybody. For right now, this is still the Morning Show Birthday and Anniversary Club, but coming up very soon, we've got a wonderful new sponsor with this coming up, so we're very excited about
You're
that.
You're holding out on me.
Yep, I'll tell you during the break.
I was going to say, on the break, I'm going to sit on you till you spit it out.
I can't keep anything from you. I'll tell you the break. But we're very excited about it. Be on the lookout for that, everybody. And a big thank you to everybody that sends us these birthdays and anniversaries. Keep them coming. We love getting these. Get them to us by sending them to info@WFHR.com, james.maloff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages as well. The WFHR and WIRI Facebook pages are right there for you. Like and subscribe to those. And, of course, call up 424-2600. If you got the Civic Media app, you're just a touch or two away from calling up and joining the conversation. Love hearing from you.
Today you could come right up in the snow.
Yeah, there you go.
But tell us, because it'll fill in really fast.
Yeah, it probably would fill up really, and especially if it's a long name, it might take you a while by the time you get to the last letters. Let's see, Terry, I need, this one we've already got covered, but I do need a one or a two from you.
Two.
All right, that gives us that qualifier. And a one through three.
Whoa, one.
All right, gives us that qualifier. We can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to my oldest cousin, Deb King.
Happy birthday.
She is like a more of a older sister than a cousin.
You know,
to me.
When it's a girl, you shouldn't say oldest.
I shouldn't. No, you're right. Yeah.
I'm totally kidding. She doesn't care.
Love my cousin Deb. she is just like her mom, my Aunt Nay, just the definition of a spitfire. You do not mess with her.
Well, good.
Just one of those people always look out
you
for
know,
you.
You know, to that point, though, it probably has something to do with the oldest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yes. Because... Yeah. We'll know a little bit about that. Yeah, huh. I hear you.
Yeah.
And we want to wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier today, Jim Van Duser.
Happy birthday, Jim.
Enjoy your day, sir. It's a mighty fine name you got. You enjoy your day. Hope
Suck
it's a
up.
Good one. On Saturday, we wish a very happy birthday to Amanda Wilkes.
Happy birthday, Amanda.
Hope it's a great day for you. And we also wish a happy birthday to our qualifier, Renee DeWitt.
Happy birthday, Renee.
Wishing you the best of days, Renee, and congratulations on being a qualifier. And we move into Sunday, where we have got J.J. Hafferman celebrating a birthday.
Happy birthday, J.J.
Enjoy your day, sir. Hope it's a great one for you. Another good name,
14
JJ.
On the 14th.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. That's very cool. Yeah. Well, from one J.J. to another, happy birthday to you, J.J. Woo. Also, happy birthday to Jessica Fine.
Happy birthday, Jessica.
Hope it's a good one for you. And we wish a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Dale Dahl.
Happy birthday, Dale.
Wishing you the best of days, sir, and congratulations on being a qualifier.
Isn't that interesting? It's all birthdays, no anniversaries.
None. That is weird. We don't have that
just
very
for early
often
January.
On the weekend.
Maybe it's because it's early January.
I don't know how, like, I'm completely out of my depth when it comes to when people get married. I feel like I hear, like, three times a year, oh, it's wedding season. Like, wait a minute. Like, I thought seasons were once a
well,
year.
Well, I think, right? I mean, you know.
But
now,
it does seem like it, though. It does seem like that. I don't know. But a great list, and thank you so much for getting it to us, everybody. Big thank you to Pam collecting so many of these names for us as well. We look at our celebrity list, and Zayn Malik is 31. Boy band? Like, isn't he in boy bands or something? Or one of the boy bands or something like that?
Yeah, I think
that's
he is.
I think he is.
I'm like,
sure.
I feel like I've heard that name.
Yeah, yeah.
I know. 100%. My blank look that I usually have during this.
Out of our wheelhouse.
I mean... Yeah, I don't know.
Let's see here. Raekwon is 54. One of the members of Wu-Tang, an amazing, amazing hip-hopper. Zach De La Rocha is 54, lead singer, songwriter for Rage Against the Machine and a couple of other solo projects of his. I think one of the more, one of my favorite singer-songwriters of all time, honestly. I love the work that Zach does. Him and that band, a really, really impactful band. Keith Anderson is 56, country singer. Don't know much about Keith. So I'm sorry. Don't know much about that one. Rob Zombie is 59. Of course, former member, former creator of White Zombie. And turned, kind of went away from music and gone into directing and a lot of that. In fact, directing even his wife. His wife, Sherry Moon Zombie, is in a lot of his movies. And she's a good actor. I think she's a good actor. She does a nice job. Man. This is so hard for me to say.
Wait, I mean, like, if I'm going to marry you, I'm not taking Zombie.
Yeah, I'm not going to do it. Not going to do it.
Sorry, I was still hung up on that.
Here's Rob Zombie and his wonderful wife, Smith.
Well,
just goes by the name Smith.
I don't know.
Dominique Wilkins is 64 today, and I bet Neek could probably still dunk. I bet he could. The human highlight reel. when we were kids, I genuinely, and I know I'm going to get in trouble with my Chicago people about this, as great as Michael could hang in the air longer than anybody. Michael could do the single move better than anybody, but nobody could dunk like Dominique. Not Sean Kemp. Nobody. Nobody dunked with the, not only the artistry, but the force. And the fact that, like, the thing that I remember about Dominique so much is these dunks were not only in the game, but often, like, him coming into the lane. Him and Giannis are very different size-wise, but when I watch Giannis Antetokounmpo, he takes two steps and he's to the basket. Like, he's a deer just running to the basket.
Isn't that awesome?
Oh, I love it. I cannot get enough of it. I can watch it all day. Dominique was a little similar to that. Just not, didn't have the long stride that Giannis does. The force with also the beauty, the artistry of it. It's why I love basketball so much. It's the only sport you really get to see that on display almost every play. Almost every play, there's somebody doing something that's artistic and also an incredible forceful move or something like that. Dominique was one of the best ever at it. Oliver Platt is 64, chief psychiatry in NBC's Chicago Med. I guarantee you that if you look at a picture of Oliver Platt, you know him. You've seen him in movies and probably enjoyed his performances. Great character actor.
Well, I don't know him by his name.
Yeah. Howard Stern is 70 today.
That's it?
Yeah. And still doing his thing, still working. I find this, so a little bit more on this in a little bit. So whether you like Howard Stern or not, I ask that you put that to the side for a second. Everything I was saying earlier about radio, he's an important part of it. Howard pushed the envelope and did things that nobody else was doing. Whether we agree with it or not, that's here or there. It worked. And it kept radio in New York alive and well at a time when there wasn't as much of that. And he is an integral part of that.
Well, and don't you think, I mean, he's one of the ones that kicked the door open, right?
Yeah.
Like for, I mean, you know, like you said, of the front line, of kind of a trailblazer, you know, making, but it was like, okay, yeah, you might not agree with it. You might not love him. You might love him, whatever. Mm-hmm. But I mean, he really was and is somebody who helped create change in the industry.
I've studied this and you can go ahead and look into it yourselves and everything, but up until Howard gets big, not when he starts, I mean when he starts becoming a bit more of a national, his show gets syndicated, those things. Everybody in radio was handling everything this way. And every morning show was, I tell a joke, everybody laughs, we play a sound effect, next joke, and that kind of thing. It wasn't a conversation. We weren't interacting with audiences anymore. We got away from what radio really was. Again, whether you like him or not, Howard talked to you real. He talked like I'm talking right now. And that was the future of radio. That is where we are now. And I don't think without that, we have during the pandemic, the trust that people have in radio. The belief that I can trust this, especially in this day and age. It all ties together. And you got to take the good with the bad sometimes. And I only say bad if you're not a fan of his or anything. I don't like a good 50% of the stuff he's done in his career, if not more than that. But I support him. I believe in him. And I am very thankful for him as somebody that loves radio and wants to keep radio alive and well. Also, Ricky Van Shelton celebrating his 72nd birthday today.
Cool.
William Lee Golden, 85, for the Oak Ridge Boy, who just retired. Terry, that was a good note by you. Good for catching that. And then some people no longer with us, like Christy Alley, born in this day in 1951, passed away in 2022. Would have been 73 today. And I every year we do this, and it never is normalized to me. So Howard Stern is 70 today. Rush Limbaugh would have been celebrating a birthday today, too. And the fact that Rush Limbaugh and Howard Stern share
day.
A birthday
yeah,
is just awesome to me. That's just hilarious.
Know,
that's
kind
life.
Of a karma, like a cosmic kind
of,
right?
Yeah, that's life. That's awesome. Also, Joe Frazier, one of the greatest boxers of all time, born in this day in 1944. And Jack London, born in 1876. Wonderful, amazing author, The Call of the Wild. A lot of good work from Mr. London over the years. That's going to do it for our birthdays and anniversaries. We can take a quick look at the 13th. Let's go ahead and see what Saturday birthdays we got. Liam Hemsworth is 34, younger brother of Luke and Chris. Shonda Rhimes is 54, Grey's Anatomy creator. She's also the power behind Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder. And she shares a birthday with Patrick Dempsey. That's interesting. Of course, Grey's Anatomy fame.
Maybe that was part of the screening, right? When she was looking for a lead. It was like, only if you have this birthday.
Oh, I think that'd be great. That'd be awesome. I'd love if that's how we got the role.
If it worked out. Yeah, but could you imagine if you did that and then it's like, okay, what if your birthday's tomorrow?
You know what? We're just going to go ahead and try something else. Maybe this wasn't the greatest format to do this. Julia Louis-Dreyfus is 63 tomorrow. Happy birthday to Elaine from Seinfeld, Selena Meyer from Veep, and so many other great roles. I love, love, love Julia Louis-Dreyfus. Huge fan of hers. And then just a quick look at Sunday. See if there's any big ones on there. Dave Grohl is 55 on Sunday. Nirvana, Foo Fighter, Rock and Roll Hall of Famer. One of my favorite actors of all time, Jason Bateman, is 55 on Sunday. Marty from Ozark, may know him from the Horrible Bosses movies. Michael Bluth on Arrested Development. Gosh, big fan of Jason Bateman. LL Cool J is 56 on Sunday.
Hey.
Do you know what LL Cool J stands for, Terry? I feel like I tell you this every year because I feel like you're on the air with me every year.
I do totally. I mean, I know, but I guess I don't.
Ladies love Cool J's.
Oh, yeah.
Ladies love Cool J's.
Of course you would know that.
I would remember that one, yes.
You probably have it on the back of a shirt.
It's actually tattooed on me. It's like, no. T-Bone Burnett is 76 today. No woman would ever kiss me again if I had that tattooed on me. No one.
You might get kisses, but as soon as the shirt comes off, you might be in trouble.
Where are you going? What? You can't please anybody these days. It's a nice piece.
But it's actually just like ladies love, and then there's an arrow like to your face.
Yeah,
because
I don't have a very. Oh, I like that. I have like no pecs. I try to get it on my pec, and it's just not enough room. T-Bone Burnett is 76 on Sunday. Counting Crows producer and of course the one of the masterminds behind Oh Brother, We're Out Thou, which of course was released on this day. The movie was released on this day. He won an Oscar for Best Original Score and co-writing the theme song to Crazy Heart, which was also a Coen Brothers movie, and how we got the dude Jeff Bridges with an Oscar. And on Sunday, Faye Dunaway will be 83. Bonnie and Clyde, Chinatown, Red, she's a good also voice actor too. Faye Dunaway, good actor. Mm-hmm. Good. Just sitting there thinking about her career just for a second. I don't think I really thought much about her career before. Quite a career. Quite an impressive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Impressive.
And that is going to do it for our birthday and anniversary club. But thank you again so much to everybody that got these to us. We appreciate you. Keep them coming, everybody. Looking forward to doing some more celebrating next week with you.
I think we need to go to break because I need to know this super secret news.
Yeah, we're going to do that. We're going to come back, and we're going to make you a star of the day with our friends from Culver's. That's coming up. Terry and James taking it through your morning on WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another snowstorm is hitting Wisconsin with worsening conditions throughout the afternoon and nighttime. Snowfall will be heavy at times and winds could gust over 50 miles an hour, leading to blizzard conditions. The Wisconsin legislature could work a lot differently after this year's elections with new redrawn districts. Whichever party wins the majority, Democrats say the new landscape bodes well for popular ideas.
I would point to Medicaid expansion, gun safety legislation, legalizing recreational marijuana that have overwhelming public support and really are receiving no attention in the state legislature because of the gerrymandered maps.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer speaking with Wisconsin Eye. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wood County Parks and Forestry Department has decided there is not enough snow yet to open Powers Bluff. They're hoping for more snow this weekend, so they'll be able to open by January 20th. Once they are open, the cost to use the hill is $13 per person and the tube is provided. The third annual Ladies' Night Out is scheduled for Friday, January 26th in Adams County. It'll be at Rochacree Bowman Inc. from 6 to 9 p.m. This is open to all skill levels and an instructor will be available for those new to the sport. Even if you've never shot a bow before, you're encouraged to attend. There's a $10 entry fee that includes shooting and food. They'll have a cash bar, raffles, door prizes, and a bow raffle. You can text or call Ray if you have questions or would like to donate a raffle item or monetary donation at 608-547-4266. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Bucks blow out the Celtics. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a 135-102 win over the Celtics at Fiserv Forum. It got so bad for Boston, they benched all of their starters in the second half. The Bucks bouncing back after losing to the Jazz. Adrian Griffin.
You know, I thought we learned from the Utah game. You know, you learn from every game. And I know some people think it's like cliche, but the only thing you can do is find ways to get better.
NFL, the Packers headed tomorrow to Dallas to play the Cowboys Sunday at 3:30 in the Wild Card game. Jordan Love named NFC Offensive Player of the Week for a second time in a row. The last Packer to do that, receiver Don Beebe in 1996 when they won the Super Bowl. And after 24 years, the New England Patriots looking for a new head coach.
I'll always be a Patriot. I look forward to coming back here. But at this time, we're gonna move on.
That's now former head coach Bill Belichick with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
We are tracking a powerful winter storm that has the potential to bring 6 to 10 or more inches of snow, along with 30 to 40 mile per hour wind gusts that will create blowing snow later today, tonight, and well into Saturday. After that, it is going to get extremely cold into tomorrow. Stay tuned. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. I don't have my normal music to do for this, but lights, camera, action. It is time to make somebody a star of the day with our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. What Terry and I are about to do is play a famous TV show theme song. You call up 424-2600, get the answer right, and boom, just like that, you're going to win yourself a family pack of four from our Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. That is two kids' meals, two adults' meals. That is free Culvers.
That is fabulous.
You can't beat that. Get ready to call 424-2600, 715-424-2600, and tell us what TV show this is from. This might be a tougher one.
I wouldn't have got it. If I was... Oh, maybe now.
Now, I think. Now it should start coming home to some people.
Of course, yeah. I'm watching it, so...
Yeah. Let's go ahead and see if we have ourselves a winner. Good morning. What's your answer?
I'm going to guess Murder, She Wrote.
Hey!
You guessed right.
Nice job!
Nicely done. Nicely done, sir. Were you a fan of the show?
Well, I've seen it a few times.
Yeah. That's great. And that's a great guess. Nicely done. We appreciate that. What's your first name?
Ron.
Ron? That's all right. Ron, thank you so much for listening and playing along. Ron, you in Rapids here?
Grand Rapids.
All right. I knew it was close. We love our friends in Grand Rapids. Appreciate that.
How's the snow looking over there?
Yeah.
It looks like there's plenty of it there.
I mean, we have the luxury. We've got big windows here in this studio, and it's like we're in a snow globe. Mm-hmm. It's so pretty.
Well, you can even see it through a small window.
True. Ron, thank you so much for listening, playing along. We appreciate you, sir. Hang on the line. Going to get a little information from you. Thanks so much for being our newest star of the day.
Thanks for Culvers, too.
Yeah, enjoy your Culvers.
Yeah, thank you to Culvers. Yep, Murder, She Wrote. I wanted to just get the stats on this one because it came out September 1984, went till May of 96. I kind of thought it was a little longer than that.
That's pretty long, though.
It is, yeah, it is.
I mean, and you know, when you were playing that and we get to watch the starting, you know, so we're a little bit, we get to cheat a little bit. Mm. But I was looking at Angela Lansbury and how young she looks on there.
Yeah.
I like her.
Oh, huge fan of Miss Lansbury. My goodness, one of the greatest performers I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That was one of the things as a kid with this show. I like murder mysteries. My Nana love murder mysteries. I grew up on Alfred Hitchcock and all of that stuff. And one of the things that I loved about that show was, to me, I thought we were seeing like one of the greats every week. We got to see her in an episode, you know?
Yeah. So
that woman has never done a bad performance in her career. Go back and look at especially young Angela Lansbury. Wow. What, not only beautiful for all day, but incredibly talented. I almost feel like audiences like us, Terry, that didn't grow up on her, grew up on some of her older movies, like we can't even wrap, even though you and I both respect her and think she's amazing, we still don't have
a good appreciation for all of it. Yeah.
She did, The Manchurian Candidate with Sinatra back in the day, I believe. And she's the best part of that movie.
I just love her voice in Beauty and the Beast.
She's great in Beauty and the Beast.
She's awesome.
She's great. She's great all around. Again, big thank you to Iran, our newest star of the day. Be listening next Friday. We're going to make somebody else a new star of the day. Have some fun with that. And a big, big, big thank you to our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. They are so awesome. We appreciate them so darn much. Thank you to Wisconsin Rapids Culvers. And get some Culvers in your life, everybody. It seems like a good weekend for that. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. We'll come back with nothing but fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Sweeper takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Discover, this is Daniela.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just want to thank you for making me feel so special. I earned cash back on debit for my dinner party groceries.
That's great, but with Discover Cashback Debit, we give everyone cash back on everyday purchases. Anything else I can help you with?
Do you like asparagus and mushroom sorbet? I've got leftovers.
Introducing Discover Cashback Debit, a checking account with cash back. It pays to Discover. Eligibility and terms at discover.com/cashbackdebit. Discover Bank, member FDIC.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow will become heavy at times with widespread blowing and drifting as winds gust up to 40 miles per hour, creating near whiteout conditions at times and treacherous travel. 5 to 10 inches of snow is likely with some locally higher amounts possible. Shovel in shifts and prepare for the cold. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Terry and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much to the best listeners in radio for joining us. Hope your Friday is treating you good, everybody. Terry, I wanted to start this segment off reminding everybody that our friends over at the Aging and Disability Resource Center of Central Wisconsin will have their meals, senior dining and Meals on Wheels closed for today. We appreciate everybody out there keeping a lookout for their fellow neighbors. If you happen to know people that use these meals, take advantage of this, check in on them. It's a great day for a checkup. If you can bring something to eat, that's great, but...
But yeah, be checking in on your neighbors, though.
Yeah, we appreciate everybody doing that. And a big thank you to Aaron Wells with the EDRC, always keeping us up to date on things over there. Let's go local with this next one. Candy brand Hasbro broke a Guinness World Record when it used a gold bear gummy candy to create a 353.1 square foot mosaic of the company's mascot.
Oh, that's cool.
The company used approximately 150,000 gummy bears to create the image of its mascot, Gold Bear, in the gymnasium at the University of Wisconsin Parkside.
Cool.
Did this in state even. So that's pretty cool. The Moesic was created over the course of 4 hours by about 300 Hasbro employees, accompanied by friends, family, members, and members of the Boys and Girls Club of Kenosha and local restaurants.
You know, and they used residents. And they used gummy bears.
Yeah, yeah.
So, like, that's a lot of sticky hands.
Yeah, this would be difficult for me.
And do you think they had enough extras that you could pop them in your, you know what I mean? Like, put three in the mosaic, pop one in your mouth, like that kind of thing?
I am positive that the reason I didn't get invited to this is because they only had so many gummy bears. Because I'd have been one for me, one for the record, one for me. And then we find out we're a little short of the record, and I'm sitting there with a full mouth of gummy bears.
Could you even imagine? You got, like, chipmunk cheeks because your whole body is already full, but you're still shoving them in your mouth.
I would so do. I love gummy bears. Love gummy. I like gummy worms too, but gummy bears are a little more fun, I think.
I like them. I don't love them. Mm. Red ones.
I love that they included the Boys and Girls Club of Kenosha.
Yeah,
shout out to our own Boys and Girls Club. They do such great work. This was in state. This is pretty cool. I'm a little surprised I didn't see anything in the news about this, though. I watch a lot of Wisconsin news, and I didn't see anything in the Wisconsin news, like on TV, about it. I was a little surprised.
Hey, you heard it here first.
Yeah. The Finnish Moesic. Mosaic.
Mosaic.
My yep. God. Oh, it's driving me crazy. Mosaic was examined by a Guinness World Record adjudicator and confirmed as the world's largest jelly gummy candy.
That is just weird.
That's pretty cool.
It's pretty awesome, too.
You can find out more at the official Hasbro website. Go ahead and check that out.
Okay, so to that point,
mm-hmm.
when you mentioned the person from Guinness, right? Like, someone has to come and validate this, or maybe they don't have to come, but they have to somehow validate it. Can you imagine how much stuff they have to be, like, in the know on?
I can't.
How much you have to be next? Right. Because it's so adverse, right? Like, you think about the Guinness.
Yes.
I mean,
never
yes.
Never thought of that before.
Oh, yes, this is the largest jelly structure.
Yeah, right? just having this knowledge.
Because,
why
would you know that? That is super cute.
Yeah, I'm showing a picture of it to Terry.
And awesome.
Most of us have seen the logo before, but you've never seen it like this. I was expecting it standing up. They laid it on the ground. That makes a lot more sense. That's a lot smarter.
But it doesn't even look like it's individual gummy bears. I mean, that's really cool.
Yeah, yeah. It reminds me of when you see at sports game, sporting events or something, everybody puts up a sign.
Oh, yeah.
It all matches.
And it's so neat. Yeah. Or it says something.
Yeah.
I love that.
It's always cool when that happens. We will take a quick time out. When we come back, a football fan's wife turned his game day reactions into bingo. We're going to tell you how she did that when we come back on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Smiles are powerful. They spread joy, laughter, and hope. But not everyone gets a fair chance at a smile. Every 3 minutes, a baby is born with a cleft, making it difficult to talk, hear, eat, and even breathe. In America, most children with clefts receive immediate care, but others around the world may never have access to the surgery they need to thrive. SmileTrain is changing that. As the world's largest cleft charity, our sustainable model has sponsored more than 1.5 million smiles. We offer training and financial support to local medical professionals so they can provide life-changing surgery and other essential services at no cost to families.
It's more than to see these children, to hear the difference that we make. And for me, being born with a cleft lip and palate, knowing what they went through is so life-changing for me.
Help us change the world one smile at a time. To learn more, visit smiletrain.org/learn.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Haven't been checking out Director's Cut lately? Well, here's some of the guests you may have missed.
Local legend from Four on the Floor, musical magician, one of my favorites, Pete Ravel. Michael Charles, Chicago Blues Hall of Fame, a man who has played with Buddy Guy.
Bria Krieger joining us, a local artist.
To welcome to the WFHR stage, the legends, the lizards themselves.
Best-selling author, Mystery Science Theater 3000 legend, Midwest's own Mary Jo Peel.
Director's Cut, every Sunday night from 8 to 9 on local Grown Radio.
Hey, son, how are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it. Navigating without a compass, eyes waiting, started to wonder. Metamorphosis, lost of who you thought you was.
When your kid can't find the language, help them find the lyrics. Listen to the Sound It Out album and get tips and tools to start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. A winter storm warning is in effect now. Snow will become heavy at times with widespread blowing and drifting as winds gust up to 40 miles per hour, creating near whiteout conditions at times and treacherous travel. 5 to 10 inches of snow is likely with some locally higher amounts possible. Shovel in shifts and prepare for the cold. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Welcome back to the morning show, everybody. WFHR, locally grown radio. Terry and James here with you. Brittany is awesome. Brittany's also walking on a razor with that line right there. It's close.
I mean, you know, I love it, actually.
I love the energy that she brings to the weather. It's so fun. And it should, I think that weather, that's the way weather should be. Like, I mean, going forward here, that's the way everybody should be doing it. You can't do it like Brittany, but try your best.
And sometimes there's just some tongue twisters in our world.
There are.
Listen closely the next time.
Oh, yeah, it's a good one. She does a really good job of that. I got to ask her off air, like, how many edits that, if it took a bunch
or,
of edits.
Or maybe two, though. I mean, she takes her job very seriously, so maybe she didn't even hear it.
May not have. She's got a great editor. We've really enjoyed Brittany joining our radio station. It's been a lot of fun.
Love it.
Is your spouse a football mega fan, but you're not? Here's a fun way to get through the NFL playoffs while also mocking them. A woman in Frisco, Texas, named Mackenzie Waters, great name, made a list of her husband's go-to reactions when he watches the Cowboys, like making the first down gesture or yelling, let's go, and she's turned them into a bingo card. She made it a drinking game, so she takes a drink each time she crosses one off. A video of it blew up on TikTok this week after ESPN shared it, and here are a few of the squares she came up with. I am gonna see if I can find, I believe there is a picture of this. So it's just the simple one. She just made herself, you know.
It almost looks like it's on like a napkin almost.
Yeah. So that's cool. I like having the picture to go along with it. So how did this go? He makes a touchdown gesture. He pretends to throw a flag. He yells, get him. He yells, quiet clap. Yeah, that was nice. That was a nice play. Nice play. He yells, why? Head down, eyes closed. They usually say that like a running back running through the lane or something. Yells, what are you doing? He gets up and walks down the hall, crosses his arms, or aggressively pets the dog. I never thought about that one, but that is what I do.
Poor
I do that.
Fido.
Not aggressively, but if my team is behind and they're marching down the field and they're like in the red zone and I'm panicking a little bit, Sam is right there and petting him for some reason like calms me, makes me a little calmer.
So when, you know, people in general, but specifically this woman's husband, when you are yelling, like, who are you yelling at?
I don't know, but I will do it this weekend even. Yes. I don't know who I want to hear me even, but I will be doing it.
Also a football fan. I mean, I am. I think she's taking this approach like she's trying to get him to shut up or she's making fun, right? But if it's different if there's other people in the room who are appreciating what's happening on the TV. But when you are seriously by yourself and you're yelling at the TV. Now, if I was her, I'd probably say I'd put it out as a challenge back to him. Like, dude, if I get any bingos, You have to do this.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, that's what I wanted. You're taking me out to dinner. I mean, maybe she ups the ante. I'd go for like jewelry or something.
Oh, yeah. I'd go all in on this. Especially it's a Cowboys fan. Come on. Yeah, he deserves it. No, I'm kidding.
There's no kidding. That's true.
I think that when it comes to something like this, I like what you came up with there. That's what I thought. Because this is the end of the article. If you get a bingo, you have to chug the rest of your drink.
Oh, yeah, no.
So that's here or there. You're probably going to do that anyway. I say she should win something for this.
Yeah.
And you bring up such a wonderful point about the sports fan. Because most of us, if we're at a bar watching a game, we're sitting at home with friends watching the game, yeah, we're going to interact. We're going to yell at the screen. We're going to communicate about the game.
Or when you're there live,
that.
You're, you know, sure, I mean, like, sure. Yes.
I don't know what it is about the sports fan. And I am one of the biggest culprits of this. I am not pointing fingers. I am pointing them right back at me. I have been this way my whole life. I will talk to the screen. I will yell at the referees like they can hear me. And I know better. Even when I'm doing it, I know better. But I can't help myself. I do.
It's just.
It's funny.
It just seems to be part of the. It's like human nature, right?
I got to think that it's got to be even funnier in certain circumstances, without it going too heavy, of course. To be the person, the flag on the wall, seeing this happening and seeing your this person that you love and respect and just completely fall apart because their team had one bad play or something like that.
So thank goodness for multiple TVs, right? Yeah, like if you really aren't a sports fan, you can just get away from it and not witness it at all.
We got a couple minutes left in the hour here. 715-424-2600, 424-2600. Didn't get a chance to really do this on Playmakers. I would love to know, as Packer fans out there, I got to think that this is, this is just added icing on the cake here getting into the playoffs. I don't know how many Packer fans had expected that this year. So what are your expectations going forward? Do you want to see, obviously you want to beat Dallas. It's Dallas. There's a great rivalry right there. But do you think you got a team that can win it all? Do you think you got a team that can keep going and doing this? I'd love to hear from people out there. 424-2600. I'd like to hear about that. And I'd like to also hear, are you just really happy to have this playoff game? I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
So while we're waiting for some calls, I have to tell you, the other day watching that game, I was like, oh my gosh, James might. I mean, it was like actually close.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, I knew better.
I was getting a little like, I was like, oh, no.
I will be completely honest, as I always am with the audience, I didn't think for 1 second Chicago was going to win that game.
Well, right, but it was close. I mean, not that close. I didn't think it was going to be like a huge blowout, but I just didn't think, at one point, was it within three?
As a Chicago fan, I knew that it would get close enough and be competitive enough for that man to keep his job. Because that's the last thing that we want as Chicago fans. So, of course, that's what's going to happen.
Well, of course. Yeah. But I was laughing because I'm like, oh, I suppose I better snap James.
It was probably a little closer than most thought at first. And then it just got, then, of course, it went the way that most of us thought.
When I was watching, it was close. And so I was hoping I wouldn't have to hear about it.
Because I will say this. I don't have a lot of expectations with that team ever anymore. They've made me numb to being a fan of them. And that's about the ownership, not about the players, not even really about the coaching staff. I got nothing against Matt Eberflus or anything, but with that ownership, I have no love for them. I love Virginia McCaskey. I have a lot of love and respect for that woman, and I am very appreciative of her and her family and George Papa Bear Hallis, her dad. The McCaskeys themselves. Boy, if I was ever around them, I lost track of how many fights I was in before I was 13. I've never thrown a punch in my life. I've never started a fight once in my life. George McCaskey walks in this room, it'd be tough. It'd be tough not to. I'm very curious to know how people feel, and if you're excited about this game. We're excited about the 9 o'clock hour. Got some great things lined up in there. We're going to kick things off with a little bit of entertainment talk. Talk a little People's Choice Awards, and let you know what's new on your small screen, new on your big screen. Get into that. We will also be touching on the 10 unspoken office rules you should never break.
I'm looking forward to that.
That should be an interesting one. I think I didn't get a chance. I didn't pre-look at that on purpose. I want to be in real time with you, kind of experience it and see what's fun about that. We will also have some local good stories of the day. We'll get an update on our United Way and talk a little bit about our schedule for today and this weekend. Got some great sports on the radio this weekend. Wanted to let you know that tonight, right here at WFHR at 6:30, Wisconsin men's hockey hosting Lindenwood, the great rivalry of Badgers and Lindenwood. No, I don't know. It's Badger hockey. That's all that matters. Badger hockey right here on the radio.
I was
dial.
Only halfway listening to you because is our friend Bob Look still?
I believe so.
Commentating those games?
I believe so.
Yeah, I think so,
and
too.
A shout out to Bob and safe travels if that game is still going. I am not 100% sure if the River Kings are still going to be playing tonight with the weather. But if they are, we will have them on WIRI. Our pregame will start at 6:59 as they host the Chicago Crush. This is go time for our River Kings. We are building and building to get into the playoffs and to make a great run in those playoffs. That should be good. And Saturday, Wisconsin men's basketball hosting Northwestern. 10 a.m., that'll kick off right here. So no over the back fence tomorrow. 6:30, Bucks basketball hosting Golden State.
Sweet.
Yeah, the Kohl Center going to be rocking with